Richard.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. Nick. Wow, dude. It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Fresh Prince married a bald gal, as bald as any gal can be. Don't tell him I told you so, or he'll slap the shit out of me. When Jada washes her face, how high up does she go? Is Will behind me? Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
WFOD starts now.
The Dub Fod. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
What's up, buddy?
And guys, the king of pranks, Jaguar Impressive, the Duke of Denim, Popcorn Bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here.
Good evening.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND. Or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, coming up after the break, we are going to talk to stand-up comedian Andy Haynes. He has a new special out. I believe it's a special and an album, Travis. So if you want to just listen to the audio, you can do that. You want to listen to, or watch the special, it's on YouTube. Looking forward to talking to him.
It's the best way to think. That's the best thing to do, right? Is to give people the option.
Right. Give them what they want, you know? And give them what they don't want, and maybe they want what they don't want, and they don't know they don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
That's absolutely.
Yeah. Drunk?
I guess nothing much happened this weekend, huh?
Drunk, there's a lot going on in the world.
Really?
And
catch me up.
Well,
We got the final four teams for college hoops.
Hell yeah. My phone wasn't blowing up at all on Sunday night.
Oh, are they telling you to
just Twitter, bling, 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 bling.
They wanted your input on it? They wanted to know what Drunk thought?
No, just all the...
Drunk has alerts set on Twitter for anything involving the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Travis, a surprising amount of people are pro-assault. It was really weird to see.
Yeah,
I noticed that. Well, that's crazy.
Because what they were saying is that words are violence. And so he didn't start it because...
Yeah. But can you imagine, just go back a handful of years, like when Ricky Gervais was hosting the Golden Globes? Yeah,
Did you say Golden Gloves?
People would have beat the shit out of Ricky Gervais for jokes he was making if we were doing that today, right? Or even David Letterman from the 90s. Like, people be freaking out.
There's no way they'll ever be able to get another comedian again to do this.
Even Amy Schumer's getting flack for jokingly calling Kirsten Dunst a seat filler.
Oh, she called Kirsten Dunst one?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dunst has done anything?
Her and Jesse Plemons are married, so they do a bunch of stuff together.
Are those two married?
I think they got married after they were in that season of Fargo together.
She got big old giant fake boobs, Travis. Kirsten Dunst. Good,
bless her heart.
She got big old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, I've been driving home for the last week or so from work, and somebody has parked on the shoulder of the highway a speedboat on a trailer, And in the speedboat, like where people would normally go, is a full brick chimney. And I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, like somebody, it looks like someone removed a brick chimney from a home.
Put it in a boat.
And put it in a boat and then put the boat on a trailer and then abandon it along the side of the highway.
Well,
and,
boats usually stay on trailers for the most part. They're on trailers more than they're on the water.
Yeah, but there's a chimney in it. I mean, if it was just a boat on a trailer, okay, I get how that happened. Yeah. But how did the chimney get involved? There's a story there that I want to know. I just want to camp out and wait for somebody to come claim this and just ask, what happened here? Why is this here?
I imagine the person who's going to come claim that would be a tow truck to take it to the impound lot.
You don't think they're coming back? You think this was just a situation where they had a bunch of stuff they didn't want anymore and they just dumped it and ran?
We're replacing the chimney on our home. This boat has a hole in it. Throw the chimney in the boat and then drive down the highway in the middle of the night and unhook the trailer and drive away.
Yeah, that's probably the story, which makes it not that interesting of a story, John.
Maybe they were headed to the lake and they got a flat tire and they had to get towed, but they can't tow it with the boat on the back, so they had to leave the boat.
Did you say this boat's been there a couple of days?
Like a week, Travis. The boat's been there a long time. They're not coming back, I don't think.
I can't believe it's not towed already. Typically, the police, the highway department, they only give you like a couple of days to get your vehicle.
We live in St. Louis, buddy.
Travis, I think that cops just decided that they're not going to do nothing no more.
So how hard or easy do you think it would be to steal said boat with chimney in it?
How hard would it be to steal it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just sitting there on the side of the road. We could just go get it right now if you wanted to.
Well, do you have a ball hookup on your Jeep?
I have that. That little square that comes out of my bumper, does that mean I have one?
No.
No?
You need to insert something into the square in order to tow things.
Can I get that at Walmart, Travis?
U-Haul.
Oh, yeah, Walmart. AutoZone.
Okay, so we take a stop to Walmart. We get the little thing to put in the square drunk. We go get that boat.
Dude, before you do that, though, you need to stop by the boat and see if there's a padlock on the tongue of the trailer, because if they put a padlock on, you won't be able to secure the trailer to your vehicle.
Well, fuck that. We'll just bring some one of those bolt cutters.
But then what do we do then, Drunk? I guess we take the boat to a body of water and see if it sinks.
The river's right behind your house.
And just shoot it out there.
Just park it there, and it'll be our boat now.
Do we need some duct tape to make sure that it doesn't sink?
If it sinks, it's at the bottom of the river.
And then no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
It was worth a gamble, is what you're saying. Yeah. And this chimney, what are we going to do with that?
You could use a new fire pit, right?
You just use it as a fire pit. See, Travis Drunk is upcycling is what he's doing.
He's like a MacGyver.
Yeah, he sees some shit on the side of the road, and he's like, what can I do with this? I can repurpose this for my own devices.
It's a good way to live.
Yeah. So
as long as you're careful, because you could end up with a yard full of useless shit that you originally said, oh, I could do something with this.
It helps if you have an acre or two.
That's what ends up happening, Travis. You see stuff on the side of the road, you think you have a use for it, and then before you know it, you're abandoning stuff on the side of the road. You know, this guy might not have even been the first boat chimney
guy. Well, it helps that you live in the county, too, because you probably don't have, like, ordinances about having shit in your front and backyard.
What about the trailer? What if you dump off
the trailer,
the boat and the chimney and just keep the trailer? See, I bet people thought that
the trailer's probably the most useful thing of everything.
Yeah, the trailer
is probably a quick operation, though, right? Like, I mean, to unhook the trailer takes 2 seconds and then you can drive away. But to unhook the boat from the trailer, to push the boat off into the highway and drive away with the trailer might be a bit conspicuous.
Yeah, especially if you're doing it just on the side of the highway, Travis. I mean, right. If you're doing it like in an abandoned parking lot or
what are we talking about, taking the boat off the trailer?
Well, what we're talking about, Drunk, is what we can do with all these things on the side of the road. I've been seeing them for a week, Drunk. And the stealing it, Travis, had not even occurred to me. But now Drunk's got in my head. Drunk got me thinking.
There's three different boat launch areas within a couple miles of you that we could put the boat in the water.
And at the very least, if the boat was a piece of shit, you could, I mean, those trailers are worth money. Sell the trailer, make a little ching.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just, like, take the boat parts.
Oh, there you go. Part them out. Yep. But that's a lot of work.
You just need a screwdriver, right?
Or you just need to know a boat guy and say, here, $500.
Oh, man, I know a few boat guys.
You plugged into the boat scene there in St. Louis?
Yeah.
Pretty big, actually.
Hey, Travis, I saw sure you quote tweet earlier that they're making an It prequel.
Oh, God. You know, I really like those movies. Like, I really enjoy them. My kid got, my 10-year-old got super into both of them, you know, because I let him watch pretty much whatever. So he'd, like, watch those two movies and the original over and over again, and they're all very good. But the thought of making a prequel to, it's kind of like when they try to explain any of your classic slasher guys. Like, you try to be like, oh, let's go dive into Jason's past and see what really happened for an extended period of time. It's, you don't want to see that.
Then you kind of just be like, nah.
No, thanks.
Right.
Not interested.
The clown's evil. Do we need to know why the clown's evil? I mean, he's an evil clown. And, you know, he eats people.
Yeah, it's because he's not even a clown. He's like a collection of lights that are evil that like tarnish the whole town. Like, we get it. Like, you talked about it. We know what's happening.
So do you think that he was a boy, Travis? He was a boy.
Right. Why do you need a backstory when the backstory is already in the movie?
And an even eviler clown taught him to be an evil clown, Travis?
But he's not a clown and he's not a person. It's like a demonic entity. If you're going by the lore in the Stephen King book, it's not like a dude who was a clown that became evil. It's like a demonic entity that can turn into whatever. The only reason it's a clown is because that's how it can lure kids close enough for him to bite their heads off.
Isn't in the first movie, wasn't there a guy who was the guy who was Pennywise and the old lady was his mom?
That's in the second one, but that was all a show. It was all
it was a bit?
Demon. Yeah, it was all the demon spinning weird. Oh, my dad came here years ago, and it was like it wasn't a thing. She wasn't a real person, and neither was he. It was all just the same demonic entity creating these illusions to mess with Jessica Chastain.
Maybe I'm too literal, Travis, is the problem. Like, I see an old lady talking about her daddy, and her daddy kind of looked like Pennywise. I was like, oh, that's before he was Pennywise. He worked at the circus. Oh, this explains a lot.
Yeah, pre Pennywise. Yeah, no.
Not the case, though.
No, it's not.
So he's just the personification of fear.
Correct.
And so how do you make a prequel of that? I guess you explain how he became the personification of fear back when he was a boy.
There is no boy. He's a demon.
There's no boy. There's no human.
No. They explain it. They explain how he became a demon. Right?
But demons just are.
It just was a demon.
No, everything happens for a reason, guys.
People don't become demons. Demons just exist. They're like evil entities.
No, this doesn't
make sense. It's not like when
kind of like the prequel to It. It shouldn't make sense because
they shouldn't make this, Travis. This is terrible.
It's not like when Sigourney Weaver turned into the weird hound dog in Ghostbusters, and then they broke out of the shell. Like, it's not like that. It's just the demon is like just an evil entity that can like magnify itself into or like project itself into anything that it wishes.
Charles, they should make a prequel about how that weird hound dog came about.
Well, that I'd watch.
Yeah, because I mean, like, demons aren't just there's a reason that demons are demons, Travis.
We should go, we should investigate. That just focuses on the Keymaster, the Gatekeeper, and Zool. Just give me that. Like, I want to go to Zool's house and see what's up with Zool when she's not trying to cross over into our world. Like, what's Zool doing in Zool land, right? Like, what is Zool just hanging out watching Bridgerton season 2 until somebody casts a spell that brings her over here?
Does it just float amongst the ether with no real thoughts of its own until it's summoned. And then all of a sudden it's awake and it's got to take over Sigourney Weaver. And then it breathes real heavy and it is just tries to exist in that, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
It makes sense. Travis,
unbelievable.
Typically, typically we steer clear of politics, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff about this thing in Florida. Have you seen the thing in Florida?
Oh boy, what am I getting into?
The don't say gay.
Don't say gay. Yeah, the there's no reason that it's called that.
Right, it's not really called that.
Yeah, there's no reason that the media should be continuing to call it that, because it's the Parental like Protection Act, because they don't want teachers talking about sexuality to their 5 to 7 year olds.
Travis, this whole thing, it's weirding me out, because like I think that things now are done on purpose so that like we can just have bullshit, bad faith arguments with each other about stuff.
So like, we can just fight.
Like they volley things up for us on purpose, because you know, you find like the one gay dude kindergarten teacher who says, "What, I can't tell kids I have a husband,
Mr. Garrison."
And you find like people saying, "Well, I don't want you talking about fisting assholes to my kindergartners," and like you throw them all at each other. And first of all, I mean, just don't do it. Don't do any of that.
Right.
But like, there's no nuance in anything. We all go to the most extreme examples so that we can argue with each other for no reason, Travis.
Yeah. This must be homophobic or transphobic, because you're not allowing a 20-some-year-old kindergarten teacher to talk to a 5-year-old about their sexuality. Like, the 5-year-olds to 7-year-olds are not trying to discuss sexuality. Right. So it should be against the law to talk to my children in the classroom at that age about sexual preference and sexuality.
But Travis, I don't have a sexual preference
at 7 years old.
You're a gay guy and you're a kindergarten teacher, and somebody says, hey, who's that dude? Be like, yeah, I love this guy. He's my husband.
Yeah. So what? He can
have some fucking common sense, though.
So this is what, kindergarten for a second grade?
Right.
Kindergarten through third.
So I still feel like, you know, I had the aunt and uncle, hey, who's your girlfriend? People do kind of push that on kids of that age.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, people at home, but that's different, right? Like, it's fine for your parents to be like, oh, you got a little girlfriend there, right? Like, that's fine. But you don't need a teacher talking to little Johnny about whether or not he likes little Susie or little Billy.
So this is only about teachers.
It's only about school administrators from K to 3 talking to those children in that age group about sexuality.
How about have a policy at your school? And that's it. That's it.
Right. And then it's just over. And how about nobody's saying Mrs. Smith can't say, you know, my husband, or nobody's saying that Mr. Johnson can't say my husband. It's specifically saying you don't talk to the kids about their sexuality or sexual preference because they're not developed. And also, it's not a teacher's place to talk to my children about sexuality.
And I mean, like, you know, we get into abortion and stuff, and there's bad faith arguments in that too, where like,
of course,
oh,
of
well,
course.
What if there's an incest rape baby? And it's like, okay, do you believe that only incest rape babies should be aborted, or do you believe in abortion? Because if you're only talking about incest rape babies, fine. But otherwise, you're just bringing that up for no reason. You're just like,
inventing an incest race baby.
Why?
Everything is drummed up to create this like gap. Would you be comfortable with your teacher talking to your 6-year-old about your 6-year-old's sexual preferences? I would 100% think that they'd be like, yeah, maybe
sounds creepy,
this kid talking about this. But what happens is they introduce this legislation to stop teachers from doing this, and the media brands it, or somebody on the far left brands it as this is transphobic. It's the don't say gay bill. And then the media just rolls with it. And then you get Luke Skywalker on Twitter saying, is Luke Skywalker getting involved? You know, he gets 10 billion retweets, and everybody said, oh yeah, it's about them telling kids they can't be transgender or gay. It's like, no, no.
But no, at the same time, there was all those douchebags who were like, oh my God, if a trans person can go to a lady's bathroom, they're just going to start raping. They're like, right. No, probably not. They're going to go in there and they're going to take a shit. Leave them alone. Yeah.
This is all every time something like this pops up when it's a hot button issue, it essentially turns into a game of telephone.
Yeah.
And the guy at the end of the telephone is the one that everybody latches onto. The thing that that started out as from the original telephone person is so messed up by the time it gets to that last cup that nobody has any idea how it started, and everybody is just reacting based on the last thing they heard.
What does the bill say, Travis? Does the bill say anything about how you can't say gay to a kid?
No.
It says what? Hey, you're teaching kindergarten. Teachers, leave people alone. Talk about ABCs.
Right. Teach them how to read.
That's the bill.
Yeah. Don't talk about sex. Teach the kid the curriculum.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with that. Maybe the bill sucks, Travis.
It's still 1,000 pages long.
Yeah. Maybe I should read it.
Guaranteed there's probably plenty of like pork in there.
Oh yeah.
It's probably horse shit.
For money to allocate towards fucking stupid.
We probably don't need to do laws there though. Like that's just common sense. But I guess if common sense is up for debate, then maybe we need to.
Like, well, and anytime you can turn something into a hot button issue, like to say the governor down there obviously is pretty conservative. So if he can grasp onto something that's going to be controversial against the left and get the right on his side. Oh,
he's owning the libs, Trav?
Of course. Yeah. All those guys, whatever side they're on, if they can grab an issue. Because here's the thing. Politicians don't actually get anything done ever.
No.
So if they can grasp a thing, like a talking point, that's going to get their base riled up and get the other side riled up against them, they're jumping at that. They do not give a shit what it is. They're like, hey, these people that love me are going to love this.
Right. Yeah, we can put on a show for them and make them forget for a while that we're not actually fucking doing anything.
Right, exactly.
Like Ted Cruz blowing up pages from the anti-racist baby. They're like, hey, there's this book that somebody wrote called The Anti-Racist Baby. Let's talk about that, guys, because it was really important. I mean, like, this lady's going through. There's nothing I can do about it. But people are probably going to retweet me if I talk about this children's book for sure.
Let me get my 15 minutes and my 48 hours on Twitter. Let's talk about. There's something else he said to her, and I wish I could remember what it was, but it was just so off topic, like had nothing to do with anything and was totally just a Twitter troll, but in a Supreme Court nominee hearing, that it was just like, this is what we've become as a country. Like these fucking assholes are just up here trying to get retweets in official government hearings.
Guys, I think what we need to do.
What we need to do.
We need to take a break.
Okay.
We need to regroup. Okay. We need to consider our life choices.
Okay.
And Travis, when we come back, we're going to talk to the coward of Gramercy, Andy Haynes. He has a new special out. Looking forward to talking to him. So stick around, guys. We'll be back in just a minute.
Travis P. Paints in the house.
Get back, motherfucker, I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance. Get back, motherfucker, I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance.
Travis pee pants, why you do so good? Why you do so good?
WFOG. Our phones have become essential. Apps keep track of our schedules, our fitness, our love lives. But what if an app could tell you how long?
I got 63 years.
57 years.
Before you die, would you want to know?
this app. It's fake, obviously.
My girlfriend said the same thing. It knew. That app said she was gonna die.
Oh my god.
Who's there?
It's Little Nero, sir. I have your pizza.
Let me see that. Let me see your phone.
Okay.
Dear, you downloaded the Little Nero's Pizza app. Shout out to Starry Spice for this week's horse report. She watched the J-Lo movie Marry Me and told us that it does have a horse in it.
I think I'm like this because I was raised by my mom and my uncle. My uncle is a gay man, so I was raised by women and gay men. I prefer the company of women. I think they're better friends, better listeners. I would hang out with gay guys. I like gay guys, but I feel like I feel like gay guys are kind of like guns, you know? Like if I was left alone with one and I was sad, I would probably use it. So it's a pretty fun joke.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is a stand-up comedian whose new special, The Coward of Gramercy, is available now on YouTube. For more information, live dates, and more, check out imandyhaines.com, as Andy Haines is on the program. Andy, how you doing, man? You doing good? Oh, no.
Oh, I turned up the wrong one. Sorry. That's my bad.
Which one did you turn? You didn't turn me off, did you?
No, I turned the one next to the button.
Oh, I'm sorry. What does that one do?
Makes you hear people.
Nothing, yeah.
Hey, real quick, Mike, before we start this over again, because Drunk turned off the speaker, I just noticed that your closet doors are wide open behind Drunk. Is there any way that we could get those closed? They're really distracting.
It looks real unprofessional, doesn't it? Yeah, that's where all my pants are, Travis. Oh, Drunk.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy.
Have you been looking at that the whole time, Travis?
Yeah. Just now started to really bother me. So if we could just not look at your drawers.
Travis, I usually remember to close those. I'm very sorry. Andy, I'm sorry. We're a mess.
No worries, dude.
How are you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm I'm just hanging out. I'm glad to be home for like a brief moment. So I'm enjoying it. I'm being like disgusting and eating peanut butter with a spoon in my underwear, things like that.
Are you perfect? You touring a lot to make up for lost time, I guess, or?
I was touring quite a bit the last couple months, but it's always on and off. I'm always kind of on the road, and I didn't like take too much time off for the pandemic. I think I took about a year or whatever, 6 months to a year, and then I was back out there. But it's all backlogged,
yeah.
You know.
So the new special, it's out. Should I be sending people to YouTube? Is that like the preferred thing that you want people to watch?
That's the only thing. That's the.
Well, you released it as an album too, right?
Yeah, yeah. They can listen to it as an album, no matter how you ingest it. I'm appreciative. You can do it however you want to.
Andy, this wasn't planned, but it's really fortunate that we booked a stand-up comedian for this week because it's open season on comedians. Now, Andy, I don't know if you saw Sunday.
I did hear about the event at the Oscars.
Are you concerned for your safety, Andy? Are you worried that Will Smith is just going to start punching everybody?
Well, I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't think I'd do a private show for the Smiths anytime soon. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, I've always been kind of a smartass, so you know, I'm used to the notion I might get hit. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna like translate to people. I mean, the last couple years have been crazy in general. I don't think that was the tipping point. I think if somebody was gonna punch me at a show, they're already going to do it, whether Will did it or not, you know.
Is that part of the thrill of performing for you, is the potential of getting smoked?
That would be a great way to go out, honestly. Like, if I piss somebody off enough with a joke and they just shot me with, like, a crossbow, preferably.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one.
I mean, that would be such a funny thing, too, to, like, they'd have to tell my wife, you know. They'd be like, there's been an incident. Andy's dead. He was shot with a crossbow. And I think, you know, the sadness would go away for like 1 second. And she'd be like, crossbow.
Do you feel like she'd have an idea of what joke would have got you shot with a crossbow?
Honestly, there's a good chance she might be behind it because she comes from like a political family. So I'm sure they have people at their service.
Oh, perfect.
You know, it'll be something that I say and then she'll just make a call and I'll die in Kansas City or Wichita or something.
Travis, also worth noting, Andy's wife is a stand-up comedian. So think of how great that would be for her career. She could go on like tribute tours and stuff. It'd just be like, my husband, he was murdered doing this.
I always think about how she probably will be able to capitalize on my death, and it makes me angry.
Because there's no way you can capitalize on her death because, I mean, if anybody's seen Gone Girl, no matter what, the husband is always the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, he did it, for sure.
So, yeah, people would be like, how are you doing comedy at this moment? You know, for years, they'd be like, how can you tell jokes? And then if I die, people will be like, you're so brave.
You're so brave doing a set at his funeral.
Yeah, she definitely would roast me at my funeral. There's no doubt about it.
And she would be applauded for doing so. It's not fair, Travis. The plight of the white
titles
man
for his
unfair.
Wife's album post Andy's death are like endless. My dead husband.
Something widower. Is that no widow? There's widow. Some pun on widow that she'd use.
Does she like wine? You got like the Red Widow if she likes red wine.
Oh yeah. we're both sober, but she does like wine. She just likes it too much.
So she doesn't indulge in it at all. That's how much she likes it.
But that'd be funny if she did just name her special Black Widow. Just people were like, wait a second, you know, just to kind of really, really rub it in.
Drive home the point.
Andy, I've been driving. We talked about this a little while ago. I'd like your input. I've been driving by for the last week on the highway on my way home from work. There's on the side of the road, there's a speedboat on a trailer with like a full brick chimney in it. And I've been driving by and somebody, Travis said that he thinks it was just dumped. Like somebody just had some stuff and dumped it. But I'd like to think that there's like a bigger story as to how the chimney got in the boat into the trailer onto the side of the road. But that's probably not the case, right? Probably just dump.
I think that's probably somebody's like speed mobile, you know, home. Like they were like, I'm going to live in the speedboat, but I need an organic source of heat, you know, in case we run out of fuel. And then it's just being camped until that, you know, whenever that big wave comes or whatever that is.
Like when we just have an abundance.
Exactly.
I saw something where they were going to start making fuel out of other stuff. Maybe like we could do some chimney power.
Yeah. Maybe it's like they made their own like a locomotive, but it's a boat.
Yeah.
Shoveling coal into their speedboat.
Shovel coal into it as you're driving down the road.
They're like pulling two children behind them on the water and like in tubes, and they're like shouting at the wife, "He's got to shovel more coal in there. We got to crack the whip."
It's like two old-timey prospector guys with beards just covered in soot, but the kids are just, you know, tubing behind them.
Having a great time.
Andy, are you in L.A. or are you in New York, or do you do both?
I'm in New York. I go to L.A., but I try not to live there. That I lived there for like 6 years, and I got my fill.
So you weren't one of those people who, when you were out there, like, oh, I didn't really like it but now that I'm settled in, I really enjoy living here. I hear a lot of people seem to like to defend living in L.A. and pretend that they like it when you can tell just from the tone of their voice that they don't enjoy living in L.A.
Yeah, it's a pretty vacuous place. I like things about L.A. I think L.A. would be cool to live in if you were not in show business, maybe, you know.
Sure.
But the whole show business side of things is just it's kind of gross. I'd rather not be near that.
Isn't show business the only reason to live there? Or I guess just because it's nice.
I mean, even if you just aren't the talent, you know, like if I think it'd probably be great to live there if you're like a gaffer.
Yeah.
You know, like something
key
like
grip.
Key grip. That's probably a great life. Or maybe you train horses for cowboy movies, you know, something like that. But yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of good times in L.A., but I love New York. That's kind of where I think I'm too neurotic for L.A. People don't like you in L.A. when you're like neurotic. You know, they're like, what are you doing? It's beautiful out. Let's go to the beach. Let's go hiking. And I like New York because it's like I'm just around a bunch of other disgusting people. Just all freaking out.
A bunch of people that living constantly in their existential dread.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's what I need.
Everybody's got their guard up all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the way to go, Travis. You don't want to be laid back because that's when people sneak up on you.
I just imagine New York as being like the most aggressive place in the world.
Yeah.
It's a weird aggression because it's like it's subtle and it's just like you got to learn little cues. The one thing I would never do in New York is like try to fight somebody or like, you know, like stand my ground type of thing. Because there's a lot of people here who are psychopaths. And you just said, like, I heard a story about this one time, like, where a guy bumped into another guy, and the guy was like, what the fuck? And the guy just stabbed him in the chest. And that's kind of been like, you know, that's a good lesson as to who's got the upper hand in the argument. And so I just, you know,
if somebody's mad,
I apologize.
The guy that bumped into the guy then stabbed the guy after that guy questioned getting bumped into. Do I have that right?
Exactly.
So how long? Well, I think
he, you know, he wanted an apology.
Oh.
But don't ask for an apology because you'll get stabbed.
Exactly. Like the other day I was on the subway. There's just little things you become numb to, but you realize that it's just like survival techniques that you've learned. And the other day I was about to sit on the subway, and where I was about to sit was just like three used syringes. Nice. And I was like, I didn't even think about it. I just was like, oh, there's syringes on the seat. And I moved down. But like, you know, that's not a normal thing that you should be used to. But that's what New York is.
You don't just brush them to the side and sit down? You just sit somewhere else?
No, this happens a lot on the subway, especially in the winter when people kind of go underground. They kind of use like an end of a subway car as a little apartment.
Oh.
One time I saw a guy washing himself in a IKEA bag full of water on a subway. I mean, they're resourceful.
Travis,
whatever it takes.
A friend of mine owns a business that does power washing, and they do all the Metrolink stations. downtown St. Louis, and he told me specifically, do not sit on any of those seats because they all have poop on them. He said, stand, hold the pole if you have to, but preferably don't even touch the pole. If you have to get on the Metrolink, just don't touch anything because everything has poop on it.
That's not even like just regulated to like commercial transportation, like public transportation. My brother for a couple of years worked at like Canadian National Railroad. Like he was like a welder for the railroad company. And the rumors are true. People do 100% jump into empty train cars and use them as like their own travel. And also when they're in the train yards, use them to get out of the elements. And apparently they have jobs where it is to just clean out these empty train cars, because more often than not, there are plenty of corners in these transportation train cars where there's just human shit all over the place. So,
yeah. So I
something
I
about even, trains, wow. I guess.
I can't even imagine what New York subways are like, because I mean, like, you know, the Metrolink, I mean, it only runs like a couple hours a day, and it's usually in the daytime, and it's mostly outside. I mean, like New York subway, you go underground, and Andy,
yeah, there's a lot of gross stuff on there.
They're all covered in poop.
I think everything in New York is covered with a little bit of poop, you know.
Well, I was telling Mike the other day, because this was a conversation that we had about fast food ice having poop particles on it, it was really worried Mike a lot, and I just wanted to assure him that pretty much everything all day and everything that you encounter pretty much is just coated head to toe in shit, so
building up your immunity, man. It's just right. Like Carlin said, just take it in, accept it, you're stronger for it.
Exactly. Makes you a better person.
Except the poop.
Ignorance is bliss, baby. Ignorance is bliss.
I guess, yeah, don't think about it.
Yeah.
That's the lesson, I guess. Yeah. Right. Guys, we'll plug Andy's special now, The Coward of Gramercy. It's on YouTube. It's available as an album, too, if you don't want to watch it, if you just want to listen to it.
Andy, you should do both. Get the album. And then watch it after you listen to it.
Yeah, maybe it'll be different. I think it's a little different, actually. I think there's like a few different jokes on the album than there is the video. So, you know, try to find the differences. Let me know.
Yeah, circle the differences and send them to Andy.
Exactly. Time code, all that.
Hey, Andy, where should I send people? You on the social medias? You on Instagram, Twitter, all that?
Yeah, it's just all of it's I'm Andy Haynes. Just the letters I and M. Andy Haynes. Haynes is with a Y. And I'll actually be, you guys are in St. Louis?
Yeah.
I'm going to be in St. Louis in May. I think it's the weekend of the 20th and 21st.
Sweet.
I'll be at Helium. So if you're local, come out and see me.
Drunk.
Sounds like you guys got something to do in May, Mike.
Heck yeah.
The Wednesday before that, Travis, I'm going to the Lake of the Ozarks to see the Smashing Pumpkins, so.
Don't get
How many times is that then for you for the Smashing Pumpkins?
Like 17 or 18. I'm a 17 real times. Dork, Travis.
Congratulations. Yeah. Maybe I'll come out earlier.
Yeah, come out earlier. You and Mike can go to the Smashing Pumpkins and then he can come to your show.
Yeah, we'll make a couple weeks of it. We'll binge the final couple episodes of Ozark, and then we'll go around the Ozarks.
Is that finding, right around that, you know, time? I know the
April 29th.
Wow. Yeah,
yep, it's coming.
Try to find the heroin dealers.
The last of Ruthie.
Yep.
This is really exciting.
So you're going across the country with this tour, or?
No, this is just a fly-in, fly-out type of situation. Hey. I'm trying to, you know, I only see my wife so much. She's a writer for SNL, and so I gotta parse it out, you know. This time around, I will just be dropping into St. Louis, but I'm doing a couple more Midwest states in July. So if people are kind of close to St. Louis, I'll be in that Indiana, Illinois area.
Also, a plug for you guys, be on the lookout for Andy's wife's new album, Black Widow, probably coming out sometime this summer.
And also, please send money to my GoFundMe for my funeral. Also, my wife and I have a podcast called Find Your Beach. It's very funny. So if people want to if they need more bullshit to listen to.
Yeah, that's what podcasts are for, is to promote your podcast.
Hey, Andy, when you do stand-up comedy, what do you do with your wallet? Does your wallet stay in your pocket, or do you leave it backstage?
You know, the wallet usually stays in, but I don't like a lot of stuff in my pockets. I usually take everything out. Keys, AirPods, my mini crossbow.
don't have anything to fight back.
But the wall stays.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll get one of those like telescoping batons. That'd be a good thing to start carrying on stage. Just keep a telescoping baton in the pocket in case Will Smith is there.
That's right.
Yeah, like
good idea. We're living in a new times, Andy.
Andy, man, it was fun talking to you. We should do it again sometime. We appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I'd love to come back on.
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks, Andy.
All right. Bye, guys.
Take care.
Travis, Andy's a good time, right?
Yeah.
Fun guy.
Yep.
Every
guest gets 10 bonus points when they say they'd like to come back on before before they leave. So even 10 bonus points to Andy. Maybe next time we can have him and his wife on, and then we'll talk about her upcoming special.
Rosebud Baker is her name, Travis. She's a stand-up comedian also.
Yeah, I know that girl.
They have a podcast together. It's really funny. I listened to a couple of them.
I would like to talk to her as well. He just said she was a writer for Saturday Night Live. I want to know how long, and I got questions if it's been a while. So
yeah,
I feel like I've seen her on the Netflix of the Comedy Central. Or
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, sure. Drunk's pick of the week. So it didn't quite happen on Sunday, although we had a great game. We beat Panama 5-1. We did not quite quench the World Cup. So the deal is we need to not lose by more than 6 goals on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then we make the World Cup for the first time in 8 years. It's big, big stuff here.
Big stuff.
And then the selection show is Friday afternoon at noon, I believe. So go America, USA, USA. USA.
Travis, pick of the week, Travis?
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week this week is the new HBO Max original series, The Minx, starring Jake Johnson of New Girl fame.
Is that about the minks that they killed over in the Netherlands?
No.
Nope.
Too soon.
Oh, sorry.
About the minx. No, this is about Jake Johnson is a American magazine pornographer in the 1970s, though he is not the main character in this this series. It is a young woman who is trying to release a feminist magazine, and nobody is interested in releasing it until she meets Jake Johnson, who says, absolutely will we release this feminist magazine, but we are going to masquerade it in dongs and call it a pornographic magazine for ladies. It is quite funny. Check it out on HBO Max.
Is there lots of penises?
There's plenty of penises, but there's also a lot of boobs to offset it if you don't like to look at a lot of penises.
Game of Thrones style with the floppy wieners just every episode.
Yeah, they must have an floppy issue with erect ones because there's no erect, but there are floppy penises popping around quite a bit. I always hate watching shows that show a lot of penises with my wife just because it makes me feel inadequate. You know what I mean? It's sure. Like, shit.
Well, they're all prosthetics, stop
watching these penis shows with my wife. She can't know what other penises look like.
They're all fake.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Travis, a garbage television program I've been watching lately, Judge Steve Harvey. That's my pick of the week. Steve Harvey has like 20 TV shows, Travis.
Yeah.
And you could just watch any of them. They're all great. I mean, like Steve Harvey's great.
He's fine.
Like, you know, people come on there and they like argue with him. He goes, you must think I'm a real judge. And, you know, like he goes and takes selfies with people. It's a spectacle. It's stupid.
He found his niche for his age. Yeah. That's...
But I'll be damned if I don't have a lot of fun watching it.
whatever Steve Harvey show you're watching, it the premise doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're just watching Steve Harvey.
Yeah, he just reacts to stuff. Like, his whole job is, like, he just brings people on, and then they say something stupid eventually, and then he mugs at the camera, and then you go to commercial, and you sell some stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
The original, the king of comedy, one of the kings of comedy.
Drunk, by the way, much to Travis's chagrin, the show this week is sponsored by Baldo, the Ball Dildo. You go to WFODshow.com/Baldo, and you click on the little testicle man. And I think you get a discount. I think. I don't know. But
sweet.
You might get it. Guys, let us know if you get a discount, because I don't really know.
When you buy your ball dildo, your testicle dildo.
You never know.
You just click on Chuck, the little smiley testicle man with arms.
It might be.
Or just shoot over to our Patreon page if you really want to support the show and help us upgrade the show. Any denomination matters. We appreciate you and everybody who's donated to us.
If people use our sponsors, then we'll get more sponsors, right?
Right. Right.
No, but let me tell you one thing real quick. If we do a great job for Baldo,
right,
nobody's going to give a fuck.
Right. No, nobody will give a
fuck. I'll give a fuck.
It'll be fun, though, right? This way I get to talk about Baldo every week, Travis.
I can't get behind this.
Yeah, you can. Baldo, the best dildos Travis, in America.
The people.
Squeeze your testicles in a vice.
The people, they should support us, Travis, because we're the only podcast brave enough to say gay. You know what I'm saying? Gay, gay, gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
What are you going to do about it, Florida? We can say
hashtag
gay as many times as we want. Gay, 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 gay.
Try to stop me, DeSantis.
You going to say gay, drunk?
I'm dildanin'.
Listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Tell you what, Berner, we've been one of the most exciting seasons of NASCAR to date. I've been watching for since the early 90s.
What's with the shit. Travis, have you noticed that Drunk just decided at some point he was going to start calling us Burger?
Burger. B-U-R-D-E-R. Burger.
Burger?
What's up, Burger?
over.